Okay, hello to everyone. My name is Andrzej. Do you see my screen?
We do.
Okay, thank you. So I suppose that you are you hear me as well. Okay, so I'm in a hurry a little bit, so I'll try to do it as fast as possible. One of the last requirement to provide to finish this internship is to provide presentation. So honestly, I didn't have enough time to prepare a professional presentation. So I will focus more than on code rather than the slides. But let's finish this bureaucracy. I think that, and I hope that this presentation will be valuable for most of you. If someone is not, if someone doesn't want to listen it, please drop, because this is not required. Okay, so going back to the presentation, this is the PDF on the left, on the right side. So let's start with the presentation. So this is the title. And so the title of the this task, which I was or project, which I have been working for the last few few weeks, it was the just about implementing the Iroha library for Hyperledger for the first version. And there are some metadata like my name is and my surname and the mentors and the Hyperledger project. Okay, what's next? This is the description. in general, the project was about implementing the external library in C++ for Iroha to handle the API calls, and it would be benefit to as a next step to accommodate this a library, for example, to the Iroha CLI command line interface. okay, what's next? Project objectives. Honestly, I used one of the template of this slide, so it was one of the this is one of the topic of the one of the slide, so I just copy and paste this. And you know, what are the project objectives for me? I need to familiarize with the Iroha code base, learn and modify if necessary protobufs, because I have never been working with protobufs, so I had an occasion to learn how it works and how it looks like. What is this, the protobufs? Now I think that I'm much more familiar with the protobufs after this, after implementing this project. What's next? Implement the Iroha C++ library for Hyperledger Iroha 1, as I said earlier. Get to know architecture of Iroha, how it works, and provide some documentation and and examples. Project deliverables, implement Iroha, deliver necessary documentation and add usage examples. And project execution and accomplishment. So library is implemented. Provided few slides on how the library works. So in a couple of minutes, I will show you the example, and I will try to provide a short demo how it works. And the documentation was updated. Okay, so as I said before, I think that it will be better for more valuable for all of you to focus more on the code rather than the slides. So let's jump into the code. I will start from the Iroha CLI module, which is not my module, which I'm not working. I was not working on this module, but I've started from this module. Because at the beginning, honestly, I had some knowledge about the blockchain, but I have never been using the Iroha. So it was a good point to start on familiar with this module. And so I will start with this one. So this is the Iroha, the whole repository. This is my branch. I use the Qt creator, as you can see. As a first step, I'd like to show you the flow of how to create the example transaction, add some some commands to the transaction, add the signature to this transaction, then sign the transaction, and then send it to the Irohat, so the Iroha server. So I will go and I will go through the whole pipeline, or maybe not pipeline, but the whole flow of the Iroha CLI, because I think that this is quite valuable. So as most of the C++ projects or programs, there is a main, of course, and and as you can see, this is a quite long main source file, and in my opinion, it could be refactored a little bit because you can split it into smaller smaller functions, smaller piece of codes. I would say to maybe split it to smaller functions, just as a you know, the solid principles should be single responsibility and so on. But so I think that we can simplify it, or because when I was reading it for the first time, honestly, it was quite hard to read or even hard to understand. Now I'm much, I think that I understand all of these lines, but yeah, it's a lot. Let's focus on the crucial part of this source file. And there is an interactive CLI, and I will show you how it works. And there is a run, so interaction CLI, interactive CLI. I go to the constructor of this. It's indexing. My computer is super slow, but I haven't configured the Iroha on the computer where I have on more perform a computer. So honestly, I need to use this one. Okay, so in this interactive CLI, we have a transaction CLI a field. So let's go here. And this is the first implementation of transaction in Iroha, interactive transaction CLI. So let's copy and paste it, because I will show you in a few minutes how many implementation of this such a transaction is here in this module. And I think that it could be simplified in the future. Okay, so. And so let's suppose let's focus on, for example, the first method, parse at asset quantity, and go to the source file. So here, and as you can see, the execution of this method is one of the value of the command handlers, which is the command handlers is an unordered map. So this is standard container of C++, like dictionary in Python, something like that. And let's go to the and these commands. So command handlers is here, here, and here. Okay, so we have a handle parse. And the third argument is parser map, and now we have this find in handle map and the parser. And as you can see, this function handle parser parse return the something like that. So it's hard to read, but this it means that this function, this method actually returns the key as a name of the function and the value as a parameters which should be passed to this function. So I think it is quite hard to handle it. And then we have a commands. So the result of this function go to the commands, which is the standard vector in C++. So it's here, and going back here, and it is. So we put these results, the value of these results to the commands, and where it is, it's here. So so now we have a parse sent to. So now we have the crucial method of this implementation of this Iroha CLI, parse sent to Iroha. And as you can see, in that line, we are actually generating the transaction. So we have some generator, and we are going to generate the transaction. So let's go to the generate transaction, and we are here, generate transaction, and here we have another implementation of transaction HPP. So let's copy it. Let's suppose here. So we have two implementation of transaction. Let's go to interactive. So we have the Iroha transaction implementation of the Iroha implementation of transaction. After that, we are clearing these commands from the vector. And so what we are doing next, we are signing this transaction, but we are signing not the protopath transaction, but the Iroha transaction implementation. So we can go to sign just to see what the implementation of this method. Override. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I need to
clarify.
So we do have time beyond 1 o'clock.
Okay,
I would recommend trying to focus on the main features of how you would use it, less on how it works.
So okay.
How a person would approach using it, and less what you've done. Okay.
Okay.
Refer to this later.
Okay. Okay. So I will open a new window. Open project. Qt workspace. Iroha. And then we have. So this is my implementation of Iroha lib library. And yeah. So I will full screen it. So this is the CMake, and this is the folder with the examples. Let's go through the crucial part of this implementation. So we have a source files and the header files, gRPC client. As you can see, this is very short and, in my opinion, a simple class. We have a bunch of different implementation of send method. We can send the transaction, a single transaction. We can send a batch transaction. So we can send a list of transactions, so like a batch transaction, and we can send a query. And the last method of this gRPC client is that to get the status, current status of the transaction. So if you have a hash of the transaction, you can get the status. And as you can see, this is, for example, this is the send method, which as an input argument, this is a transaction, and this is a protobuf transaction class. So I'm operating on a protobuf objects, and then I use the Tori. So this library is supported by Google. I'm not sure, but I think okay. Let's go to the model. Another CMake and Iroha lib models. And what is the most important one? This is, for example, the transaction in short is TX. So we have a constructor here, and we have so. We can open the documentation. Go. Iroha documentation API. Here, so I recommend it to the change to the develop part. And for example, you can let's put it on the left side and add asset quantity. Add asset quantity, then we have, for example, add peer. So we have add peer, then add signatory. So I focus on, I paid attention to have this in order, these functions on the left side to be in sync, to be consistent with the documentation. We can go into this implementation. So for example, we have a generator. So I put the implementation of the of this certain particular method to to the generator. And as I'm returning the, I'm shelling the actual current object and return the reference. And last method, which is important, is here, sign and add signature. So we have a signature I'm creating. So in this class transaction, we have a protobuf transaction, which is the protobuf object. So I'm operating on this project. Okay, let's go to the sign and signature. Sorry. So as you can see, so we have here signature. So we have protobuf add signatures, proto signature, and so I'm returning the protobuf transaction, which is which contains the signatures and which is already signed. And exactly the same, there is an transaction batch, quite short class, and a query. So if you go to the queries, this is exactly the same thing. For example, account detail. Let's check account detail. Get account detail. It's here, and it is implementation on in the library. It's on the left side. Okay, so there is another generators which I use here. For example, query generator. This is query generator, and transaction transaction contains the CMD command generator, which is here. Okay, let's jump into the example. So we I created a few examples. The first one, which is the simplest one, is the transaction example, then the query example and the batch example. So let's go to the this TX example. So it means this is the transaction example. It should be removed, of course, that but just for the demo purposes, I put it the explicit this function here. But let's go to the run. So I sent the sample transaction, go here. So I put the account name, keypath, peer IP. This is the server name, the address name of the Iroha, Iroha port, domain, because you know I'm generating here a transaction. So I'm providing the account name, keypath, and so as you can see, this is actually I'm creating the transaction, account name, keeper, and then I have create domain, create asset, and I'm calling this sign and add a signature. So this is the method which we already covered in short, of course. So let's go to the generate transaction. So we have transaction proto. So this is actually the protobuf transaction. And then I create a gRPC client in order to send this transaction to the Irohat. Sorry. So I provide the, as I said, Iroha's server address, the Iroha server port, and send the transaction. And this transaction is the as I said, is a protobuf transaction. This is very important for me. And last thing, I'm getting the transaction hash. So it is the method which is the one of it comes from the utils. There's only one but very powerful line of code. And after all, I'm printing the transaction status. So let's go here, peer IP, tor IP, and the transaction hash. And when I run it, I have the transaction hash, status name, status code, and error code. So it's here. And now we can run it. I hope. Okay, so sorry, docker ps minus a. Okay, there is no docker. Docker run. Yes, so at first we need to run a Postgres relational RDBMS database, and then I need to run the, sorry, I need to go to my project, Iroha build bin, and run the Irohat. This is the command on how to run the Irohat. And then we can go to the temp block store, And this is the first Genesis block. And so now we are able to run this example. So let's do this. Fingers, cross fingers. Okay, and I think that it's done. So this is the first line is the is it is because of this. This is I will remove it after the presentation. But what is important? This is the transaction hash. This is the transaction hash, and we have a status name, enough signatures collected, status codes 9. I don't remember what does it mean. I need to check it in the documentation, and error code is 0. So now we can check if the and so we have another block. So we can read this block. Let's put it, and as you can see. This is the block. So the domain sample v1, domain sample v1, asset name sample v1, it's here. So, and creator account ID admin test. So it's here. This is the server of the Iroha address of the Iroha server. And of course, this is localhost, as you can see that as you saw it, I ran it on localhost, and this is the port. And there is another example for query. Exactly the same stuff, but just this is the example on how to proceed with the queries, a batch, and also a batch. Another example with batch. So more than one transaction, as you can see, there is the first transaction, the second transaction, and then I create an object of batch transaction. I put it. I put it to the constructor of these transactions because this is a vector, and then I send this via gRPC to the Iroha. So let's come back to the presentation. So we go through the demo. There are some my recommendations for the future work. I think that we can accommodate, we can maybe for the next internship, someone can accommodate Iroha Lib to the Iroha CLI. In parallel, this guy can refactor this module. Define one consistent way of using namespaces. Because there are more than one way of using the namespaces. I would recommend it to rename the class names or the file names to be more to correspond to its class names, but this is my thought. Transaction CPP, this class can be a refactor. For example, because it should be open for extension but closed for the modification, and there is a very useful syntax in Python like that, and it could be very good to accommodate this way of this practice in this code. So it could be changed, modified in the future. Consider removing fields like. Protobuf objects. I think that the protobuf objects can be updated, because some of them I saw that when I regenerated protobufs, there were some changes. So I think that the protobufs needs to be updated, because there are some there are a little bit out of the date. This is not good practice. So someone who will have a time to read this presentation will familiar with this code. Actually, I use this code because I use the library from Google this story in order to get the status of the transaction. But I think that we should all the arguments of the function should be a const, and we shouldn't change the input arguments. Update documentation, yes, I think that we can provide a video on how to configure, build and run Erohat from scratch for the new joiners, because honestly, when I was starting, it took me about, I don't know, maybe three or four hours to run it. So it would be benefit to have a video maybe. But maybe it would be good. Okay, and then on this slide I put it how to execute Eroha lib samples. So exactly the same what I did before. So at first we need to run the Docker Postgres. Then we have to run the Eroha server, and then we have to run selected example. So I ran it with the IDE from Qt Creator. And the last one of the last thing is tools and technologies used: C++, CMake, Docker, blockchain, Qt with GCC. This is the version, protobufs, gRPC, Git, of course. And things I'm happy with. I'm happy with this. That it is possible, I can create a transaction, and then I can type a dot, and add more commands to the, for example, create another domain, then type one more dot and create role. So I'm very happy of doing this that way, but I'm sure that this is not the best. The design of this library is not perfect, as we are the developers, software engineers. All the times we need to improve something, so there is nothing perfect, so we should improve it. Okay, so project output or results. So this is a Wikipedia or on where you can find more information. Main pull request, other pull request. Inside gains, keep it simple, stupid, don't reinvent the wheel. And this is the last two slides are how to regenerate C++ protobufs. I know that you know how to do it, but I put it into this presentation for someone who are not familiar with the protobufs or even with the Eroha. So for the wide audience. So this is two slides with the example on how to generate or regenerate the protobufs from scratch. This is the example with the person, if some protobuf, and thank you. This is all from what I have for today. Thank you. I hope that it was. Yeah, so this is all. You can stop the recording. Thank you.
Sure, Gregor, so there are no other presentations, right?
Yes, there is one more presentation from another intern, but if you could stop the recording and...
Sure, okay.
Well, we've stopped the recording.